This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. We have talked a lot on this show about research dealing with distracted driving, texting, or talking on the phone. And the fact is that research into the subject is fairly consistent. The fact, if you're talking on the phone, whether it be hands-free, certainly if you're texting, the chances of you getting into a car crash and getting injured in a car crash are phenomenally higher. So what's going on? Why can't we get people to use their cell phones less in the car? Adam Bryant, who is a deputy business editor for our partner, the New York Times, kind of has an idea that maybe it's because of the way cell phones were originally marketed. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning.
This kind of reminds me of the entire history of the tobacco industry to a certain extent, that we had a product that they knew pretty early on, even as early as the 1960s, was a danger, was a hazard, and had to be used in a limited way, and yet it was marketed exactly the opposite way.
So others have made that parallel as well. I mean, I think you could say the cell phone isn't as dangerous as a cigarette, but it can be used dangerously. And really, the impetus of the story was us asking, how did we come to accept, even celebrate, this behavior of talking on our phones in the car when research shows that it's pretty dangerous?
Well, as I said, they knew all the way back in the 1960s, and yet you talk in the article in the New York Times about how it was marketed as a car phone, and people who were around in the 80s remember these ads of busy executives in expensive suits talking on their car phone as they zipped off to the beach with a surfboard on the back, right?
It was a status symbol. It was a productivity tool. And remember, they were hugely expensive when they first started out, so they were marketed to business people as a time saver. It was just a great productivity tool in your car, and the marketing worked, and cell phones have exploded. They got cheaper, smaller, to the point where everybody had one. And so that sort of created the danger. When you've got everybody on the road with a cell phone talking at once, then the risks go up and up and up. And, you know, all it takes is just standing on a sidewalk watching cars go by. Pretty much everybody in their car is on their phone.
Studies show a driver talking on their phone is four times likelier to get into a crash. Being hands-free does not bring that number down, and mobile phones and driving caused 2,600 fatal crashes a year in the United States alone. How come companies are still able to market phones as useful in the vehicle?
Well, the marketing has evolved away from the car phone simply because, you know, point one is the marketing was successful, right? We all have a phone now, so now it's focused much more on applications. But the marketing really early on was sending a very clear message that it not only was it a good productivity tool, but it was also
Adam. I don't mean to disagree with you, but
sure.
We have my iPhone that has a GPS on it and directions that I'm supposed to have my hand on my phone driving while I'm following my map.
Right. Well, that's this is the new kind of the next wave of concern, that so many of these applications have such rich features, and if you're supposed to be staring at your iPhone while you're driving, again, with all this information, that it creates a new danger.
Yeah, well, we'll see whether or not there's going to be a change. Certainly, as you said, not quite as bad as the tobacco industry, but there are some parallels I think you can draw. An interesting article from Adam Bryant, deputy business editor for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.